With an overwhelming 89-vote majority on Thursday, the U.S. Senate approved the renegotiated NAFTA deal, known as the USMCA. That vote came on the same day that President Donald Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate began, overshadowing the big trade news. And to get a sense of reactions to the vote and where things go from here, we have KJZZ's Murphy Woodhouse on the line from the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo. Murphy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So, major trade deal, obviously as big as it gets. The same day, though, the Senate begins considering whether to remove the president from office. What does it mean to have such wildly different developments on the same day?
Yeah, so this is, I guess, just the strange world that we live in now. The vote came right before the articles of impeachment were read out aloud in the Senate. And interestingly, the House vote earlier or late last year came, I believe, the day after the House approved impeachment. So these two stories have kind of been following parallel tracks. But at the end of the day, renegotiating NAFTA was a major campaign promise of the president and the Senate. Specifically, 37 Democrats and all but one Republican handed Trump a major policy victory. But with impeachment tensions rising, that resounding display of bipartisanship is likely to be pretty short-lived.
Mm-hmm. There had been discussion for a few years at least that the NAFTA deal was in some ways fine, but it needed to be updated. So tell us what some of the major elements of this deal that distinguish it from the existing NAFTA deal.
Yeah, so the deals, they are broadly similar, but there are some key changes. One of the major changes is a higher regional content requirement for automobile manufacturing, which requires a higher percentage of inputs for vehicles to come from the three signatory countries. Additionally, there's a requirement that more of those parts be made by people making above $16 an hour. Another major change required Mexico to undertake pretty sweeping labor reforms that, among other things, guarantee access to secret ballots to workers for both picking unions, the unions that they would like, independent unions, as well as voting up and down contracts that govern their workplaces. It's often the case in Mexico that many workers may not even know that they're in a union, let alone the terms of the contract that governs the workplace. And then additionally, late last year, House Democrats negotiated some additional enforcement of labor and environmental provisions, as well as limiting patents on certain drugs.
And obviously, Mexico is the M in this trade deal. How has Mexico reacted to the U.S. Senate finally approving this?
So the country's president, at the very least, has responded very positively. And we actually have a clip of his reaction, which he released yesterday, shortly after the vote.
Es una buena noticia porque este tratado va a significar más confianza en México.
So he says the Senate vote is good news because it will mean more confidence in his country, and he thinks that will help attract investment to Mexico. And while the rules for fruits and vegetables, they remain largely unchanged, the vote has also earned praise from the Mexican produce import industry, and that's, of course, as we've reported a lot on down here, that's of major significance in southern Arizona, especially Nogales.
And Murphy, finally, what remains to be done before this deal goes into effect?
So Trump's signature, of course, but that seems like pretty much a foregone conclusion at this point, and it is expected soon. And then ratification in Canada. So a recent story in Reuters pointed out that their parliament, they don't reconvene until January 27th. So we're likely a few weeks out on Canada's end. And that story also pointed out that there's not a whole lot of opposition to the deal. So, after an extremely complicated couple of years with a great deal of uncertainty for businesses involved in cross-border trade, it sort of looks like we might have a smooth last leg to the finish line for the USMCA.
Wow, that'll be something to watch for. KJZZ's Murphy Woodhouse joining us from the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo. Murphy, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Steve.